Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in to Hope and Inspiration on 657 AM.
Greetings in Jesus' name. This is Charlene Davids. In our previous session, we laid the foundation of who we are: spirit, soul, and body. And we spoke about how your spirit is already whole in Christ, but your life is experienced through your soul. Today, we are going deeper into understanding something that affects many believers, often without them even realizing it. We are speaking about inner healing, and specifically focusing on the area of soul wounds. Your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, is where life is processed. It's sort of like your personal computer. Sometimes life leaves impressions that are never fully healed. A soul wound is an unhealed emotional imprint caused by pain, rejection, trauma, or repeated negative experiences. It is something that your soul has experienced, but not yet processed in truth. These wounds often enter through your senses. What you saw, what you heard, what you experienced, and what you felt. It could have been a moment where you were rejected. A word that was spoken over you that you internalized. A situation where you felt unsafe, unseen, or not valued. Or even a pattern over time where you developed certain beliefs about yourself. And what happens in that moment is that your soul draws a conclusion. That conclusion may not be spoken out loud, but it is deeply felt. It may sound like this internally: I am not enough. I am not loved. I am not safe. I have to prove myself. I cannot trust people. And these conclusions begin to form what we call inner beliefs. When we look at the word in Proverbs 4 verse 23, the word tells us, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life." Your heart, meaning your inner world, determines the direction of your life. If there are wounds in your heart, those wounds begin to influence how you see yourself, how you interpret situations, and how you respond to life. This is why two people can experience the same situation, but respond completely differently. One responds from truth, and the other responds from a wound. And this is why many believers feel stuck. Not because they do not love God, not because they do not know the Word, but because there are areas in their soul where pain has not yet been healed, where pain has not yet been surrendered to Jesus Christ, and lies have not yet been replaced with the truth of the Word of God. Jesus did not only come to forgive sin, He also came to heal you, to restore you, not just your physical body, but also your emotions. He came to bring wholeness to every part of your being. But many times, instead of allowing this healing, we develop coping mechanisms. And we do that by suppressing what we feel. We avoid certain conversations, certain situations. We distract ourselves with busyness. And we build walls to protect ourselves. or we present a version of ourselves that looks strong, while inside we are struggling. But healing happens when what is hidden is brought into the light, and that light is Jesus Christ. So tell him, Lord, I am struggling in this area. Tell him, Lord, I feel this way, even though I know your word says something different. That is not a sign of weakness. That is the beginning of your healing. See, trauma is not always something dramatic. Sometimes it is a single intense moment, but other times it is repeated smaller experiences over time. And it can come in through rejection, neglect, fear, loss, or even environments where you felt unseen, where you felt unheard. If this is not healed, it remains there as an imprint because it gets stored in your soul. And that imprint begins to shape your reactions. But this is where the Holy Spirit comes as your guide, as your healer, as your leader. You do not have to go through searching in your past to fix everything. You simply need to trust Him. You simply need to walk with Him. And as you do, He gently reveals what needs healing. So a simple practical step you can take is this. When you feel a strong emotion or reaction, instead of reacting, discipline yourself to pause for a while and ask, Holy Spirit, where is this coming from? It is not to relive that pain, but it is to invite truth into that place. And then you can bring that moment to Him and say, Lord, I give you this memory. I give you this pain. I give you this hurt, and I invite your truth into this place. And then you allow His presence to meet you there. Every wound carries a message. But healing happens when truth replaces that message. Every wound carries a lie. Every wound is birthed from a lie. But Jesus came as the truth. Allow that truth to heal you today. You will begin to respond differently. You will begin to see yourself differently. You will begin to experience freedom and breakthrough in areas that once held you captive. And this is the journey of your inner healing. Father, I thank you for healing every heart, for healing every soul wound, and for setting your people free to experience abundant life right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Where hope and faith thrive.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.